You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A number of public hearings have been scheduled as the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa challenges permit approvals for Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline relocation project. The hearings will be held between August and October and will be open to the public. Bad River officials, environmental groups, and residents say the proposed 41-mile reroute of the pipeline around the reservation rather than through it could still cause significant environmental damage. Enbridge was ordered to relocate the pipeline in a prior lawsuit. Two people were arrested following a drug investigation at a Sand Lake residence on Monday. According to a press release, St. Croix Tribal Police received a report claiming two children might be endangered by drug activity at the home. Authorities executed a search warrant and removed the children, who were turned over to Burnett County Health and Human Services and Indian Child Welfare for evaluation. The two people who were arrested were charged with possession of methamphetamine, fentanyl, and drug paraphernalia, as well as child neglect. Rice Lake construction crews have officially started preparing a site along the Red Cedar River for future development. The certified survey map for the project was approved by the Rice Lake Plan Commission at the end of March, but what exactly will be built on the land has yet to be finalized. Crews have been clearing trees from the land at the intersection of Wisconsin Avenue and South Access Road. Officials say construction crews are making good progress at the site, and a number of organizations have already expressed an interest in building on the land. A report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found Wisconsin home sales were down by over 10% in March compared to March of 2024. According to the report, some of the driving causes of the decreasing home sales include a low supply of homes and increasing prices. The average price of a home in the state rose to over $300,000 this quarter, an over 7% increase over the first quarter of 2024. Organization officials also say high mortgage rates are making people less likely to put their homes on the market. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit seeking to stop the Trump administration from cutting nearly $400 million in funding for AmeriCorps programs. According to a press release, the federal funding cuts would affect Serve Wisconsin and end services at over 300 sites across the state, including nonprofits, schools, and medical clinics. Those programs provide things like literacy and math tutors for kids, addiction services, conservation projects, and support for unhoused youth. On Tuesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court announced Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan has been suspended following her arrest on Friday. According to the court order, Judge Dugan will be temporarily prohibited from exercising her powers as a circuit court judge until further notice in an effort to uphold the public's confidence in the court system. Judge Dugan is facing obstruction charges after being accused of helping an undocumented immigrant evade federal immigration authorities during a hearing in her courtroom. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced the end of road restrictions in northern Wisconsin zones 1 and 2. With warmer weather moving into the state, DOT officials are ending spring thaw class 2 and posted road restrictions for about 1,400 miles of state highways in the northern regions of the state. During this time of year, state highways become susceptible to damage as frost leaves the ground. DOT officials are also reminding drivers that local municipalities may still have their own weight restrictions or load limits. Over 150 Northwest Wisconsin residents attended the all-day public hearing with the Wisconsin Legislature's Joint Finance Committee in Hayward on Monday. The committee has been traveling the state to gather input from residents ahead of the biennial budget process. Many residents cited the constant need for school referendums and inadequate access to affordable health care as issues that need to be addressed. Governor Tony Evers has proposed a nearly $119 billion budget for 2025 to 2027. A recent poll conducted by the Bipartisan Democracy Defense Project found that a majority of Wisconsin voters support allowing election officials to process absentee ballots the day before Election Day. The processing of absentee ballots has become a difficult issue in recent years, causing significant vote counting delays in larger cities like Milwaukee. The poll found that 76% of Wisconsin residents support processing the ballots a day earlier, which could potentially cut down on claims of fraud seen in recent years due to late election night reporting. State Democratic lawmakers are introducing new legislation seeking to create an Economic Justice Bill of Rights. The legislation is meant to even the economic playing field for Wisconsinites and provide them with more of a safety net in uncertain times. The Economic Bill of Rights would include promises that residents are entitled to a living wage, affordable health care, the right to unionize and collectively bargain, and safe, sustainable infrastructure. The legislation must advance through a number of committees before a potential vote. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-4 victory over the White Sox in Chicago last night. But an injury, Isaac Collins filling in for Bryce Turang at second base, beamed by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, hitting his right elbow in the second inning. Eventually, he was pulled from the game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it's a contusion. The x-rays were negative. He's going to be sore. His first game at second base in a while. So that's forced because of Turang's illness. So will Turang be back tomorrow? You just never can tell.
NBA. The Bucks season over. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why does he believe Giannis Antetokounmpo had an MVP type of season.
What I'm most proud of is he has turned into a leader. Last year, he wasn't a very vocal guy. Everyone told me he was not a vocal guy. We leaned on him to do that. I couldn't be more proud of a player. Getting outside of your box is very difficult to do, and Giannis did that for me.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Deadline has confirmed that the primary cause of Gene Hackman's death was severe heart disease and that advanced Alzheimer's also played a part. The report also said that Hackman had not eaten in days before his death. Hackman had undergone multiple heart surgeries, had an aortic valve replaced, and had experienced congestive heart failure. The 95-year-old actor was given a pacemaker in 2019 and most likely died on February 17th. Matthew Gray Gubler enjoyed a nice run on Criminal Minds playing Dr. Spencer Reed. His planned TV comeback is the new drama Einstein, of which he is also an executive producer. On the show, Gubler plays Louis Einstein, the great-grandson of Albert Einstein and a professor at Princeton who gets drawn in to help solve a series of homicides. The show sounds great, but CBS has announced it will push the show to the 2026-27 season due to what the network is calling limited shelf space. Transition? They like the show, but don't love it. Jack Black was the frontman for his band Tenacious D, so he is no stranger to the music industry. Now he has a chart-topping solo effort thanks to his latest film, The Minecraft Movie. The song is being called an anthem titled Steve's Lava Chicken and is now the shortest song ever to crack the Billboard 100 at just 34 seconds long. It brought in a total of 7 million streams in just 4 days, according to Billboard. 34 seconds is the perfect length for a song if you are slow dancing with someone you don't like. If you follow the career of Gary Oldman, two things probably stand out. He is a phenomenal actor, and he used to hit the bottle with a vengeance. The actor quit drinking in 1997 and has been sober for 28 years, but it was recently revealed that he apologized to actress Demi Moore for being drunk on the set of The Scarlet Letter in 1995. Moore says that she accepted his apology and forgave him, but was disappointed with the Slow Horses star. Things seem to have turned out quite well for both of them since the mid-90s. If you're thinking about going to the movies this weekend, and you should be, here's what's hitting theaters. Highly anticipated Marvel film Thunderbolts opens in wide release this weekend. Florence Pugh, Sebastian Stan, and David Harbour star in this film, which we have seen the previews of for months now. Those of you who are fans of the genre will like that it is reviewing insanely well at 88% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Here's a quick plot summary. It's a Marvel movie. Also opening is a Nicolas Cage film. Cage stars in The Surfer as a man who takes his son to his old surfing spot before realizing it's been taken over by some ne'er-do-well, or dare I say ragamuffin surfers who chase them away. If there's one thing we've learned over the years, don't piss off a Nicolas Cage movie character. And since we are in the age of the re-release, and sometimes it's your only option other than franchise or superhero films, check out Monty Python and the Holy Grail if it happens to be playing near you this weekend. See you at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with some scattered off and on light rain possible today, especially this afternoon. Our high right around 65. Tonight, more light rain. Our low dropping into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, scattered showers likely with a high in the 50s, low 50s. The weekend's looking good with 60s and 70s Saturday, Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.